Springfield Rock Station Q 102. What the hell is up? I'm Baden on the line with a scientist, one of those fancy chemist guys. His name's Benjamin Cromwell. I don't know why I call him Benjamin. It just feels fancier that way. Sorry, bud. His name's Ben Cromwell, and what is your title, dude?
I am currently a master in science and chemistry, and I'm about 1 year from a PhD.
Okay, cool. And you've been keeping up, obviously, with the COVID thing and kind of working on the sidelines, correct?
Yeah, almost religiously. And I have a lot of friends that work at the NIH and are virologists themselves who have done a good job of keeping me informed and up to date with everything.
Right on. Well, I met Ben on World of Warcraft, actually. it's been great to have him in there. And it's funny because sometimes he'll come online, he'll just be so frustrated with humankind. And he'll go on these like big rants about how everyone's a freaking idiot. And it's my favorite thing of the night, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for us. We spent our whole lives really trying to figure out how to explain things to each other. But when it comes to explaining to people who, through no fault of their own, aren't scientists, because not everybody should want to be.
Right.
We hit a wall. And we're like, yeah, this stuff. I'm like, oh, man, we're horrible at explaining it to people. And so seeing misinformed people more feels like a mark on me as a person, not being able to reach enough people or explain things properly.
Well, I feel like you've explained things pretty good to us, like in the chat anyway, in the Discord, because I feel like you have a knack for it anyway, because you're also a teacher, correct?
Yep. So I have to teach labs in order to get my measly stipend as a grad student. And then I started my little Twitch channel to try to tutor people in chemistry during, lockdown and stuff like that.
You're like the newest age of teachers teaching on Twitch, dude. That's freaking awesome.
One day.
With all this crap going on, the vaccines come out and there's been a lot of people that are like super freaking, like, just afraid of it. Like, I even asked one of my coworkers today. I was like, hey, man, what's your hot take on the COVID vaccine? And she's like, well, I don't think I'm going to take it. I never got a flu shot in my life and blah, blah, blah. As a professional, would you take the vaccine?
Absolutely. In a heartbeat. It's one of the safest we've ever made, which is kind of cool. If there was a perfect time to have a pandemic, it probably would have been next year, because the technique we use to make this vaccine is so brilliant and new. In fact, it'll probably win the Nobel Prize in the next 5 to 10 years.
Sick.
But it's one of the most risk-free vaccines we've ever made. It's basically giving our body the blueprints to fight this thing in a way that our body's going to learn and then just immediately get rid of. So there's a lot of old school, anti-vax linguist was always like, oh, there's really small amounts of this bad chemical or that bad chemical. And that was true in concentrations your body was able to handle. But this one, none of it. It is literally all stuff your body knows perfectly well how to break down. It's just going to basically take the notes, memorize them, and rip them up.
Right on. You're constantly hearing about the side effects, and the media is kind of blowing that up right now.
Oh, yeah. That's the hottest thing. Everybody turns their head on it, right? So whenever you get any vaccine, it's teaching your immune system. And so whenever you feel a side effect or a symptom, that's the same exact thing happening. Your immune system is working, right? So when you get a fever, that's because your immune system is working really hard. When you get a cough, it's because your immune system is working very hard. When your immune system is learning, it's also going to have a couple symptoms, right? And so
right.
You should expect whenever you get a vaccine, just like when you get tetanus, all that is your immune system learning really, really quickly and your body reacting to that.
Right. So if you ever crammed for an exam and you realize that you're so freaking tired and you start seeing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I just wanted to bring you on here to kind of explain that, as a professional opinion, because or facts in your case, because I feel like for me personally, the quicker I can get back to going to concerts and, not having to breathe through a mask everywhere I go, the better. And yeah. with this,
and that's because it's so safe. Even if you think, even for some reason, at this point, everybody's opinion's made up. I can't change anybody's mind on that. even if you think it's not a big deal, if you understand that this vaccine is not going to hurt you, that your body can break it down, well, you might as well just get it, right? If it's not going to hurt you and you think the disease isn't a big deal, well, you know, get vaccinated. And the faster everybody gets vaccinated, the faster we return to normal.
Right. And that's what I'm all about, man. Dude, yeah. Ben, thank you so much for being on my show today and trying to explain to people that, because I feel like here in the Midwest, we get a lot of very, very harsh opinions, and they're like, they get so worked up about this and that, and they're automatically like, hey, I don't want any of that demon drug in my body.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, it all stems from, you know, wanting to be safe, right? And so as long as scientists can do our best to explain it the right way, hopefully everybody, you know, comes to the same conclusion.
Right. Yep, but unfortunately, we're still going to have all those people that think they're smarter than the scientists that developed the thing. So,
yeah, then you get to enjoy me ranting on Discord.
Yes. Awesome. Dude, Ben, thank you so much for joining me today, man.
No problem. Happy to be here.
See you online on World of Warcraft later.
All right. I'll see you, bud.
Peace.